Good morning and welcome to Single Mom Getting It Done. Things are good. You know, I woke up today. I decided that today would be day one of my more disciplined routine. Now, when I say disciplined, I don't mean super stringent. I don't believe that's a healthy way for me to live. Some people, whatever, that's their choice. But for me, I think having flexibility is huge. But flexibility within some structure is better than what I was doing, which is just a free-for-all. We were sleeping till whenever and staying up till whatever and eating whatever, and I could tell that it was wearing on everybody a little bit. So I did set an alarm, even though I promised I would never set an alarm again. Though I didn't need it. I woke up. I set an alarm for 8:30, so it's not like it was super early. And, you know, I woke everybody up, and we got up, and we had breakfast, and the kids got started on their schoolwork. And, you know, I cleaned up after breakfast and did the dishes and all the things. And just kind of getting on with the routine, you know. It's very easy for me when I don't have anything I have to do or anywhere I have to be for me to pass days with really not being functional, if you will. And I tend to judge myself on what I've accomplished. And I'm working on that too. I'm working on releasing that I don't have to necessarily produce something to have accomplished things. You know, at the same point, I want to know that I've moved my body. I want to know that I've eaten something decent, whatever. So yesterday, one of the things I did to prepare for this discipline, is cleaned out my cabinets. I organized them. I saw what we needed and what we didn't need and got rid of 2 bags of garbage. And the same with my fridge. I actually am still working on the fridge because I need to actually clean it. But it's amazing how much accumulates in all aspects of our life. And it if we allow it to, or if we get unfocused. And that's where I've been, is just kind of this free-for-all, right? And that's where the discipline for me is going to really help stay focused. And not, again, not super strict, because I think that's just as much wounding as free-for-all. But there's that nice balance in there that I've been talking about. Aware of what I eat, aware of what choices I make, and why I'm making those choices. Like, oh, I'm going to have a green shake because it provides my body with the nourishment it needs and the strength it needs to go to the gym. I'm going to have this cookie because I really want it and I choose to have a cookie, you know, whatever. But that awareness and that balance is key. It's when we're not aware, when the free-for-all for me was giving myself permission to take it easy on myself, but that turned into not healthy as well, because it was the pendulum swinging to the other direction. So when you're constantly obsessed with what you eat, or when you're completely like, eh, I don't care, I'm just gonna eat whatever, I feel like you're at one extreme or the other. Where we come into the middle, into that neutral point and that balance, is when you give it your attention, but it's not like you're judging yourself and things like that. So that's where I kind of am stemming from, is trying to still find that balance point of you know, living life and enjoying life and all the things, but also getting the things done that you really need to get done in life. So that being said, I'm off to the gym. I'm going to do Pilates class, which is awesome, and then gonna go grocery shopping to fill up the spaces of things that we actually needed. Mostly it was, you know, some fresh vegetables and all the necessities, like, you know, the kids' milk and eggs and things that we eat pretty routinely. But and just start to be more present and more aware and cognizant of what choices I'm making under the discipline. And I don't have a specific diet plan, because I don't, again, for me, I don't think that works, because it's so forced that it's not natural. Whereas I feel like if I'm just more aware of why I'm choosing what I'm choosing, then I tend to make better choices for my body and what its needs are. So that's the approach I'm taking. But the point of this podcast was to find that balance in all areas. If you're too disciplined, figure out a way to loosen up on that and just have a little bit more fun. Maybe throw your routine away for a day and just play. Or if you're completely undisciplined, try to do like what I'm doing. Have a reasonable wake up time and expectation to eat at this time and what we're going to eat and, you know, how much time the kids, you know, they've been undisciplined as well. And I can always see it. They're my good mirrors because I'll be like, God, you played video games for like 10 hours today. That's not okay. And then I'm like, oh, that's just because I didn't, you know, I wasn't focused on my things either. So I told them they had to do something learning wise from 9 to 3. They have their little curriculum they do. And then, you know, they have online piano lessons they can do. They have art to do. We have some projects that we're working on art wise. So, you know, there are all kinds of things that they can be working on that fall under the purview of school hours. And they need to move their bodies. And so it was like, just these are the checklists, these are the things you need to do during your school day. And that's what I need to do for myself, is just have that expectation of this will get done today. And it doesn't mean I have to accomplish things. It just means that I have to be aware and present in those choices daily. So I don't know, try something like that. If you're like me, if you're, you know, completely undisciplined. And honestly, if you're on the opposite side, I say, you know, work on finding some balance with that too. I see it in some friends of mine that are like so disciplined that they're not happy. And that's when stress and illness comes about, because you're judging yourself as not good enough all the time. And I'm judging myself as, you know, a bum, whatever. You know, there's a lot of self-judgment in those wounds that can really cause harm to us, that aren't really serving us, honestly, unless we see them. And once we see them and we can love them back into wholeness, then things can get a lot kinder and more sustainable, I suppose, is a good way to put it. But all right, well, speaking of, I'm at the gym. So you guys have a great day. Try to find some balance and let me know how that goes, because it is so key. It's so key. And we don't notice until we notice. You know what I mean? Like, once we realize how out of balance we are, it's like, whoa. It's really uncomfortable to be so out of balance. And once you're in balance, things just flow better. Like, your body works better. You sleep better. That's what's gotten me lately, is I haven't been sleeping well. And it really, it's very noticeable. And I just know there's so much out of balance in me, and that's why. So take notice of the things that are made available to you to help you out with finding that space of balance. All right. Have a great day, you guys. Talk soon.